Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. Yesterday, we ended our discussion with a reminder in the third chapter of Colossians that the child of God has put off the old self-life and has put on the new man. It's another way of saying that we have been transformed by the power of God. The Apostle Paul goes on to say that in the following verse, that in Christ there is no distinction between Jew or Greek, between African or Chinese, between Asian or American, slave or free. We are all as one in the kingdom of Christ. Now, I used my own words there, but that's the essence of what the Apostle Paul is telling us there in that verse. That's verse 11 of chapter 3 in Colossians. We all stand on the same level before God. There is no race or people that is better than another, and Christ is our all in all things. In the next verses there in Colossians, third chapter, the Apostle Paul says this, "Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful." Paul exhorts us here in these verses to put on mercy, kindness, to be humble, to be meek, to be long-suffering, forbearing with one another, and forgiving one another. We like when folks are merciful to us, don't we? Where would we be without the mercy of God? Think about the mercy that God has had on you. Well, God wants us to be merciful to others. Those are character traits, character qualities of Christ. He is merciful. It's who he is. And we, too, are to be followers and like him. And that is and includes being merciful. We are exhorted here to be merciful, to be kind. Christ showed kindness to us. We are to show kindness to others, not to be rude. We're not to be unkind. We're not to act in anger and wrath. No, we're to be kind. In these verses previously, we were to put off anger and wrath. Here he's saying, put on kindness, be kind. We're to be humble, humble of mind, not proud, not just delighting and glorying in the praise of men. No, no. But to be humble of mind. We're to be meek. We're to be long-suffering. Long-suffering goes against the grain of the natural man. We don't like it. But Christ is long-suffering. He is not willing that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. He suffers long. He's long-suffering. Are we? Are you? We're exhorted here to be long-suffering, to be patient in it all. Forbearing one another. That word forbearing means to put up with. Sometimes folks have personality traits that can be irritable, rub us the wrong way, and we don't like it. But the Bible says forbear. That doesn't mean that we put up with wrongdoing and sin. No, no. But sometimes there are things about folks that aren't wrong. It's just that, well, maybe you don't like it. But we're exhorted here to forbear with one another and to put up with each other. We're all different, aren't we? Let's be patient with one another. Let's forbear with one another and forgive one another, he says here. Even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. We're to be forgiving. Where would we be without the forgiveness of God? Can you forgive those that have wronged you, even in the past, and have hurt you? Maybe you were totally innocent, had nothing to do with it. Why someone would cause you pain and hurt, but they did, maybe even intentionally. I know the pain, but we need to forgive and go on. Christ forgave us. See, he bore our penalty by his life. He laid down his life. He was totally sinless. The Lamb of God. But he forgave us. And we're to do that too. The Apostle Paul here exhorts us then to put on charity. Put on love. The bond of perfectness. I like to think like a cement block wall that's laid up. Looks nice, it's all straight, and mortar joints are tooled nicely, and that mortar between the blocks does a great job of holding the blocks together. It makes the wall strong. It makes it as one. It's held together, it can do and hold up a lot. If you were to dry stack cement blocks without mortar, the wall that you would lay up like that would not be strong at all. It'd be very flimsy. It could be very easily pushed over. There's no strength in it. And doesn't hold much. But as the mortar that's between them is placed and is set, the wall becomes strong and useful. Well, as we put on charity, it becomes that bond of perfectness that bonds us as members of the body together. And as we are bonded together in love, we become strong. We become a unit. And we become useful that way. So put on that bond of charity. Let's not have striving and fighting and arguing and quarreling. And see, those things separate us. They keep us working against each other. But love is that bond of perfectness that makes us strong as one. And then he says here in verse 15, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. And that can be accomplished as we love each other, can't it? The peace of God is to rule in our hearts, he says here. That word rule is the idea of a referee or an umpire. In a game, an umpire or a referee calls a foul. I was thinking here of a basketball game when I was in school in gym class. A referee had a whistle. And when one of the rules was disobeyed, or if someone didn't do something right, the referee would blow his whistle and call foul. And the game stopped. And until the penalties were applied or whatever, and then the game would go on. Well, the peace of God is to be the referee in our hearts. When we do something wrong, that still small voice of the Spirit of God speaks to us and says, foul, tweets the whistle, you've done wrong. Got to do something different here. Got to take care of that. And that's what the peace of God is to do in our hearts. It's to rule as the umpire, deciding with finality the choices that we make in life. We are called to let God's peace rule in our hearts that way, giving us the assurance of going the right direction or calling foul when we do something wrong. And then he gives us the opportunity to make it right. That's beautiful. God is that way. Well, let the peace of God rule in your hearts today, to the which also you are called in one body. Oh, and by the way, he says, be ye thankful. Let's be a thankful people, a grateful people today. Well, amen. I hope that this has been an inspiration to you today. And go forth in the love, the Spirit, power of Christ. May God bless your day.